Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Talking about the holidays, talking about Christmas time, how it can be a joyous time, but it can also be a difficult time for many. Joining us in the studio is the temporary minister at Avondale United Church. Marg Smith is here, and we're going to talk about Blue Christmas. Marg, it's good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
You're welcome.
Now, my gosh, Avondale United Church has been so busy with so many events going on through December. It's been such a busy place.
Yes. Oh, yes. My gosh.
So many great community events. But let's talk about a very special one that is coming up for Sunday, December 22nd. What is Blue Christmas? We know the song, but what's this all about?
Yeah, it's not the song. It's an idea for a worship service for people who find Christmas a very difficult time of the year. And it might be difficult for various reasons. Could be grieving the loss of a loved one, but also could be loss of a job or financial stress or ending of a relationship or just plain loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for anyone that's feeling that, that's who's welcome.
Okay, so this is happening for Sunday, December 22nd, and this will be an evening get-together, we should mention.
Evening, 7 o'clock.
All right, yeah. And we encourage folks, because it's important, we should say, to come together for something like this.
Exactly. One of the benefits of something like this is that you realize you're not in it alone. You're not the only person feeling bad, and, you know, we're all supposed to be happy and joyous. It's tough not to be, but you're not the only one. So
yeah.
If you kind of lighten the load by sharing it with others.
And it's okay to feel this way during the holidays.
Yes.
Sometimes we feel guilty or what have you, that it's okay to have these feelings.
It is. Very definitely is. And there's going to be a social time afterwards, too, where, you know, we can just sit and talk and share whatever it is that's probably a problem for
us. How will the service work? What can folks expect?
It's just low-key, rather intimate in a sense. There won't be a big group there, not likely. We'll sing some old familiar carols, say some prayers, light some candles in memoriam for those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. And it'll end with kind of a candlelight, probably Silent Night, which everybody loves. And yeah, just to give us a good feeling of not isolation.
Yeah, exactly. And in positivity as best we can with mm-hmm. something like this. Is this the first time you've done anything like this at Avondale Church?
I think Avondale's had it before, but
yeah.
Since I'm just filling in, I'm not sure how long they have it. But certainly, as a minister myself, I've probably been doing Blue Christmas services for maybe 10 years.
Okay, very good. So there is a need for something like this, a
there
need to get together.
Is. You know, and there doesn't have to be a lot of people there. Whoever comes, you know they needed to be there.
And that's important to outreach like that during the holidays, because we certainly have, you know, the big concerts or the shows and whatnot, which are wonderful. But for something like this, that's the important part of reaching out.
There's also no cost and there's no offering being taken up, and you don't have to be from the United Church to be welcome. So anyone can come.
All right. We'll share the details. Again, we talk about how the Christmas season is hard for those whose hearts are hurting, but you are not alone. It's Blue Christmas, and it's happening at Avondale United Church for Sunday, December 22nd at 7 p.m. And as we mentioned, there'll be a get-together, light refreshments follow the
yes,
service.
Yes.
Well, Marg Smith, it sounds like a nice idea, something that's, again, needed in our community. And, Marg, as we've talked about, my goodness, Avondale United Church with so many great community events that have been happening through December.
It's wonderful. It's certainly the busiest church I've ever worked in.
Absolutely. And certainly its connection with Stratford Summer Music and on and on. It's just an amazing facility. It really is. And it's become quite a, you know, it's a church, but it's quite a community hall or a concert hall.
It is. And it's a wonderful group of people. There are just so many volunteers doing so many different things. I can't even keep up with it all. So
yeah, and fundraisers and everything like that happening with Avondale yeah. United Church, and more great outreach projects happening too. We've chatted with Leah Graff from the church, who's done
yes.
a terrific job
yes.
with some of the community events or discussions or panels, that
yes.
sort of thing.
She's wonderful at her job, and she's when I started at Avondale in September. I didn't really understand her job, but I certainly do now. She's built a wonderful network throughout the community, and good for her.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. We'll share the details on Blue Christmas. You'll find it on our socials and with MyStraffordNow.com. Temporary Minister Mark Smith with Avondale United Church. Thank you so much for this, Mark, and wish you a happy holidays and a wonderful get-together for Blue Christmas.
Thank you, Jamie.